Hi, everybody. It's Jen White, and I have something important I want to share with you. It's not a new making, not yet, but I want to share the trailer for a new podcast series I'm hosting here at WBEZ. It's called 16 Shots. We've been working with partners at the Chicago Tribune and our reporters here at WBEZ, and we'll tell the story of the police shooting of Laquan McDonald. He was a black 17-year-old who was shot and killed by a white Chicago police officer in 2014. Now, that officer, Jason Van Dyke, goes on trial for the killing in just a week, and it'll be the first time in more than 30 years that a Chicago cop will stand trial for murder for an on-duty shooting. So we'll be covering the trial, but we also want to give you some background. We want to tell the story of the events that led up to the trial, from the night of the shooting and the alleged cover-up to the fallout once the video of the shooting was released. And we'll tell you more about the two lives at the center of the case. You can find us online at WBEZ.org/16shots. That's WBEZ.org/16shots. And you can subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a preview. On October 20th, 2014, a call came into Chicago police about someone breaking into trucks and stealing radios on the city's south side.
Temper, anybody close?
They found a black teenager named Laquan McDonald. He was holding a knife. Backup was called.
Hey, anybody have a taser? How about 401 Keeler for 815 Robert? Looking for a taser, armed offender.
And Jason Van Dyke, a white Chicago police officer, responded.
Let me know when he's in custody, guys.
Within moments of arriving on the scene, Van Dyke emptied his gun, all 16 bullets, into Laquan McDonald, killing him.
There is breaking news from Chicago's southwest side. A 17-year-old boy...
The night Officer Van Dyke killed McDonald, police on the scene agreed on a story.
They say that the teen closed in on them, weapon in hand.
They had no choice but to shoot a...
Police say this was a clear-cut case of self-defense.
The problem was, witnesses, an autopsy, and a dashcam video would contradict that story. A judge ordered the city to release the video, and when Chicagoans saw it, many took to the streets.
I've seen my share of crime scene videos and murder photographs, but to see Laquan hit the ground and the officer just continue to shoot and the puffs of smoke from his body was, it was disturbing.
He was only 17. He had a future ahead of him.
Black people die for issues that other people don't die for. You know, you die because you didn't turn on the turn signal. You die because you're walking away from the police.
How did this West Suburban cadet who wanted to make the world a better place become this police officer who, within seconds of arriving on a scene, unload his gun until there was no bullets left?
Now, nearly 4 years after that fatal shooting, Officer Jason Van Dyke will stand trial for murder. I'm Jen White, and starting soon, WBEZ and the Chicago Tribune bring you a new podcast series, 16 Shots, the police shooting of Laquan McDonald. We'll look into the circumstances that brought the video and allegations of a cover-up to light, how it sparked social outrage and a federal investigation. And when the trial starts, we'll be there. 16 Shots. Find us at WBEZ.org/16shots and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Good shot, you got you going. You guys okay?
Everything's fine.
We'll
ambulance over here.
All right, we got the ambulance going. We're using 41st and Pulaski or where?
10-4.